Hi guys, you are welcome to another episode of While Men Slept podcast with Raya. It's morning here and I have a very funny story behind this episode, or behind the recording of this episode, and I will share it later, but you are welcome to another episode. I am happy to be here, super happy. I'm always happy to be here, and you know, happy to share what the Lord has for you, and I am excited to see what the Lord has in store for me as regarding this episode, because like I said, every time I have the nudge or the push to put out an episode, there's always something in store for me, so I'm not left out, and I thank God. You guys, we are 1 year old, and I cannot hide my excitement. I am super grateful to God for helping me. I'm super grateful to God for being here for me. You know, I had mentioned earlier, how, you know, the instruction came about, how it was back and forth between, you know, I and Ababo. Eventually, I'm here and I'm happy that I didn't let this opportunity slip away from my hands, and I'm grateful to God. So happy 1 year, my listeners. Happy 1 year. Happy 1 year anniversary. I'm grateful to God. I'm super grateful to God for you guys. And, you know, While Men Slept podcast is one. Thank God. So, before we get to the business of the day, let me gist you guys how this episode came about. So a lot of you know I'm in school, right? So I haven't really had the chance to record an episode for a while now, and I've had this episode in my head for a while. I think I had already mentioned how Abba gives me my episodes. I stay and then I get an episode topic. And then I study for it. I study the Bible. I check my life for stories. And I've had this for a while. And the funny thing is, no other episode comes forth unless I have dealt with the one at hand. And so I've had this for like a month plus now. But because of being in school and, you know, everything I have to do, I didn't really get the chance to record, because the female hostel is a new world entirely, you guys. You will hear one lady out of the blue just shout, and you know, the room is usually very noisy, and then obviously schoolwork, it has been hectic. I just finished mid-semester tests. We call it examinations because, you know, it's a big deal. And but we thank God I am here eventually. Now the funny part of this thing is, I just finished my test yesterday. It's 6 a.m. you guys. I woke up by 5. I woke up first by like 2 a.m. and then now by 5. Now this is how I knew it was Abba. In the afternoon yesterday, I had been talking to my friend, and she was telling me how, oh yes, it's Favor, shout out to Favor once again. So I was talking to my friend, and then she was telling me how that, Raya, won't you record YMS? I was like, I will. Maybe next week. She now said, okay, let's do something. We'll fleece Abba. This is me interpreting it in, you know, my own language, because she just said it like that. She just said it in passing. But for me, her words literally hold like more weight. I don't know. One day we'll actually talk about this girl. But moving on, for me, it felt like she was saying, okay, fleece Abba, whereby you would ask him for a sign, or if you wake up at night, then you know that Abba wants you to record this episode. I was like, okay. And we just said it in passing. Fine and good. I slept in the afternoon. I don't know. It could be coincidence here. If it was that I woke up and, you know, it was just once and then I slept back. But no. I woke up twice. So I first woke up by 2-3. My roommates were going at it. They were literally talking. It was a lot. Anyways, I obviously wouldn't be able to record at that time because like the hostel was still very noisy at 3 a.m. So I slept back. Maybe it was just, you know, one of those things. And so I just put it aside. I was like, okay, just sleep. So I slept back. And then see me waking up by 5 something. I'm like, oh, okay. I see. Mind you, I just finished my tests and like I had to turn off all my alarms. I turned off every alarm I had, you know, so that I could actually recuperate, you know, and rest properly. And then I'm waking up twice. And it's not even due to any noise. This second waking up was not due to anything. It was just I just woke up and I just knew exactly that okay, this is what I have to do. And so you guys, I am here. And you know, yeah, I'm here. So let's move on to the matter of the day, the matter of the month actually, because I've had it for a while. But yeah, let's move on. Sorry guys, I have a whole lot to tell you guys. We have a microphone. Everybody shout hallelujah. So we got a mic and I have been itching to use it. Testing 1, 2, 3. I have been itching to use it, you guys. And now we have it. I am using it and I am grateful to God for growth. I'm grateful to God for growth, to be honest. This 1 year has been wonderful. It has been, I think I would like to call it the year where I grew the most, to be honest. Because there was a whole lot to learn from, you know, from in this space of time, in this season. It's been beautiful. It's been painful. Think about any emotion you can fix into there and put it there. It's been all of that and more. But most of all, like you guys have even have known, because in past episodes, there's one thing I have been emphasizing on. It is growth. And I am super grateful to God for growth. I'm super grateful to God for growth, you guys. It's been wonderful. And I can't wait to see what the Lord has in store for me, because I'm excited. But I can't wait. I'm excited to see what the Lord has in store for me. So yes, today... Drum roll, please. Today, we'll be talking about the end of an era. I want to call it the end of an Enoch, because for me, it slaps more to call it the end of an Enoch. Hi, guys. Quick one. Before we go further into the podcast, I'd like to correct something. I know I said it was the end of an Enoch. But it is the end of an epoch. An epoch. I don't know, somewhere along the line, out of excitement, I got it all mixed up. But do bear with me, because you're going to hear Enoch a lot. Whereas the right word should be epoch. Yeah. Enjoy the podcast. So yes, the end of an Enoch. So like I said, I've had this for a month plus now. But the funniest part of it is, I think I mentioned earlier, last episode or last two episodes, how that Abba gives me my episodes. And I had this in mind. I had gotten this already, but I didn't do anything about it. Only studied. I studied about it for 8 years. But I didn't get a Bible passage per se up until I think the last 2 weeks or a week ago, where Abba had led me to Ecclesiastes 3. So an era, an Enoch, what does it mean? To me, I would say that an Enoch or an era is a significant season in your life, or a significant period in your life. It might not necessarily be significant, but it just symbolizes a period or a season that passes, that actually holds meaning or that holds weight in your life. It might be a period where, you know, you start something, a period where something great or monumental happens. But, you know, it's an era, it's an Enoch, it's a significant. And so, yeah, the end of an era. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 3, that for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. And upon reading this, I just knew that this was the Bible passage for it, among many other instances in the Bible, but this one just hit me. And having read Ecclesiastes 3, let me put you guys into my mind when, you know, I had meditated on this topic, the end of an Enoch. I had a lot going on. I always have a lot going on, so get used to it. It's part of the growth process, and I have come to not hate it. I have come to love every moment of it. So yeah, what was in my mind in when I had gotten this topic from Abba was, one, that people come and go. And whether you like it or not, people play their parts in your life. They have their eras. They have their periods in your life. And it's not necessary that they come and go per se. But you will all agree with me, that there are times when people have to go at a certain point in time. Yes, they have taught you lessons. Yes, they have done this. But you change. And the amount of light, the amount of understanding that you have might not condone or be conducive for such kind of relationships anymore. And that's one era that passes in a person's life, where you have to grow apart from people, where you have to, you know, come to the realization that, oh, I'm bigger than all these things I am doing with this person. And then you have to stop, and then the person feels like, oh, okay, I'm going to move on now. So that is the first one for people and relationships. So in people playing their parts and leaving, or people playing their parts and having to exit, when they playing their parts and having to go, and the relationship having to end, there's usually the period where you will have to adapt, where you will have to get used to that change. When I had first started my journey with Abba, when I had started the walk with God, I used to be very scared of losing people. I was so interested in the relationships that I was in before. You know, oh, what if this girl says I'm too this one that I want to post Bible verse now, what if they will say I'm too churchy? Which in fact they actually did, but for me, I didn't even have to say anything. You know, I had always thought, for to end friendships, to end relationships, you have to send the person a long letter, an epistle, saying, oh, you're not good for my life anymore. you're not a good person. I don't think I can continue this friendship with you anymore. I thought you would always have to do that. Don't get me wrong, there are times when you have to do that. There are times when you have to actually call a spade. But I didn't have to do that all the time. I don't even think I did that, to be honest. It just happened. It was organic, like many would say that kind of thing is. Let me explain what I mean by organic. So, I would obviously stop doing certain things. And then they would invite me to do certain things, and I won't do them. I won't. I'll say, oh, I'm not interested. And, you know, it just be like, oh, okay. And then it went on and on and on like that. It was even down to gists, where they would text about a certain thing happening to a certain person, and I would have nothing to say about it. I would have nothing to say to it. And it just went on and on like that. And we eventually parted ways. Without hard feelings. Without having to hurt anybody by saying, oh, this or that. But for me, when that would happen and I wouldn't have anyone to talk to, there would be this lonely feeling that, oh, I'm losing friends. Oh, I'm alone. Oh, I'm this. There are times when I would even rethink the whole decision, where it's like, is it worth going through all of this? I would like to tell you that it is worth it. In fact, over worth it. So yes, the adaptation period is also an era. The period where you have to get used to the change is an era. You have something to learn. There is an Enoch. It's significant. Because I would like to call it crossroads. At that point, you have to make a decision whether you want to move on with it, or if you would just throw it all away. If you would decide that, nah, it's not worth it, I'm going to throw it all away. So it's a crossroad. And in that period, it is a season either to go through it with Abba or to do it yourself, DIY. And there's one thing that has been coming up in my mind for like a while now. It is processing things in God. I have spoken about this in previous episodes. How that if you do not process certain things with God, the results are not really the results are not really resulting. Sorry, you guys. You get to hear some noise. Apologies. I really have to put out this episode. My hostel just woke up, so good morning to them. So, what was I saying? Yeah, processing these things yourself without God, without processing it, not processing it in God, they don't really give the results that, you know, Abba would want, if I can put it that way. There's just something beautiful that comes from processing these things, these emotions with God. You don't get to, you're supposed to go left, you don't go right. You're supposed to stay, you're supposed to wait. You won't find yourself moving when you're supposed to wait. Because guess what? You're processing it with God. He's leading you through. He's showing you the things that you're supposed to see along the way. So yeah, like I said, adaptation to this change, you know, it's an era, it's another Enoch. I had already hinted at the next point without even knowing. So the third one is facing areas and moving on when it's time. Now, you know where to face, you know what next to do, because you're doing it with Abba, because you're processing all these things with God. So you know, okay, it's time for me to process this. Fine, you process it. And in processing things with Abba, it doesn't make you invisible from the emotional. No, it doesn't. In fact, it leaves you raw, because God needs you raw to fix this thing, to fix things in your life. So it leaves you raw. It leaves you feeling like rubbish. You feel like trash. You feel like, oh, shit. This wound is very deep. And God wants that, because He wants to fix every layer. He's a very thorough God. He's a very intentional God. And so He won't want to leave one layer unhealed and move on to the sixth one. No, He will do it layer by layer. He will fix you layer by layer. And that can be excruciating, to be honest. But when you come out of it, oof, you shine. You shine, my people, you shine. And so yes, facing the errors, facing it, like you face it head on, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to ignore this feeling. I'm not going to sweep it under the carpet. I am going to deal with it with Abba. I'm going to deal with it knowing that, oh, Abba's got me. That I am knowing that I'm in constant communication with God, and that, oh, I am not going to lift a muscle in this era without God saying I should lift a muscle, because I am raw, because I am tender, because I am fragile, and I need to be treated as such. And the only person who can actually treat you the way you are to be treated, not the way you want to be treated, or the way you feel like you should be treated, the way you are to be treated, the way you are meant to be treated, is God, your maker, your manufacturer. So yeah, facing the errors. Then moving on when it's time. Most people do not find out or know when to move on, and you know, it just causes them to dwell in pain. Causes them to dwell in pain, you guys. And make terrible, terrible decisions. Come to resolutions that are not supposed to happen. Come to resolutions that are not supposed to be. And this is because they have dwelt too much in the pain, in the darkness, and you know, a lot of things can seep in at that time. All of this can, might not happen if only you deal with these things with God. If only you decide that I'm going to lift my hands up for Abba to carry me through all of this pain, through all of these emotions I'm feeling. And when he says I should move on, I am sure to move on, because he's God. He's all knowing. He knows what's in store for me. He knows what he has in store for me. I might not know, but I will trust regardless, and I will move when he says I should move. So let me quickly pick from the Bible. It talks about, I already read it out, Ecclesiastes 3. I'm going to read from 3 to 8. For everything there is a season. I'll read till I need you guys to understand this, so I will continue reading and tell you where I stopped. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. I will read that again. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. Well, this is to 8. And in reading this, I'm sure you can see everything I have just highlighted, and even more. There is a time for everything. And God is a God of processes. God is a God of processes. You have to go through these processes. You have to go through these processes. I cannot overemphasize this, you guys. You have to go through these processes. Because how would you pluck what has been planted if you did not plant? How would you know that it is time to build up if there was not a breaking down? How would you know that this is a time to seek if you have not lost some things? God is a God of processes, and you will not skip one for the other. Because then what happens to the lesson embedded in that process? What happens to the lesson embedded in that time? What happens to the lessons in that time? What happens to the growth that you're supposed to experience if you did not go through the season where you're supposed to experience the growth? Disclaimer, this is not me advocating for hard times. This is not me advocating for, oh, tough times. Ah, you must suffer. Oh, you must this, you must that. But when it does happen, and it is from God, you have to understand the essence of you going through it. It's not every time, die by fire. Get deep behind me, out in the name of Jesus, for every moment that seems like discomfort. No. There are sometimes you actually have to sit in it. If the three Hebrew boys did not stay in the fire to see what the Lord would do, they weren't even seeing what the Lord would do. They knew already what would happen. They knew that, oh, the Lord will save us from this. Imagine if they just moved on with that knowledge and they didn't have substantial evidence. The evidence was them actually saying, okay, we're gonna do tough head, we're gonna be stubborn. Are going to stand with our God regardless of what will happen. Imagine if all they had to go on with was, I feel like it would have been enough, but you need different lights for different seasons. And if you don't have a light at a certain point, I don't think you can't give what you don't have. It won't shine at the point where you need it because you don't have it. Except for the grace of God, which abounds anyways. So, you know. But it is important to know these laws. Back to the Hebrew boys, if all they had to go on with was, oh, okay, our God is great, our God is big. If they did not actively take steps that will actually make God say, I'm going to show these people. I'm sure for the rest of their lives, they were not to be moved. They could not be moved because their experiences, what they had seen, had rooted them so much in having trust for God. Imagine if they had just prayed that, oh God, exempt us from this. Please, we don't want to experience this fire. Oh, this, oh, that. I don't want, no, this, oh, maybe we should just bow. We'll ask God for forgiveness now. He's a God of mercy now, right? He's going to forgive us. That means there are two ways they could have gone about it, but they went with the third way. They went through the flame. They could have gone around the flame. They could have avoided the flame entirely, but they went through it. In my journey towards attaining or getting my degree, I have come to realize time and time again that the only way out is through. And that is me. I know of individuals who have come to the conclusion that, nah, I'm done with this. I am leaving. They can keep their degree. But for me, I just know that the only way out is through. And this has come from years and years, time and time again of experiences that I've seen that, oh, you actually have to go through with this, Raya. You have to go through with this. And I'm very sure that even if I have not gotten an answer as to, I haven't figured everything out, I know that I'm on the right path because I have God. I know when it gets frustrating, when it gets hard, Abba is holding my hand and he's that shoulder to cry on. He's the hug, he's the only hug I will ever need. The end of an Enoch. The end of an era. He's the only one who would actually have you understand that, oh, okay, this era, I went through it. And you guys, this is to say you cannot ever throw away reflection or meditation on times that have gone. It might be painful to remember, but you have to process it. You can't be going about with unhealed wounds. You can't be going about with scars that are still tender inside. It's like you have a wound that is spoiling and you are just covering it up with bandage. You have to go through it and see to it that it ends. And which brings me to my final point, which is feeling every necessary emotion before, during, and after the errors. I had already mentioned this in facing the errors, but yeah, you have to feel every emotion. You have to feel it. You have to feel it. Don't say, oh, the pain is too much, I'm gonna have to sweep it under the carpet, I'm gonna have to get high, I'm gonna have to get drunk, I'm going to have to do other things to process this. Oh God, I don't need your intervention right now. Just go sit at one corner. I'm gonna do this myself. I'm gonna get high. No, no, we don't do that here. We don't do that here. We are believers and we are in a relationship with Abba, with our God. Many people, you don't understand how that you're in a relationship with Abba. The Holy Spirit is literally your bestie. You will go to him and you're like, oh, I'm feeling this way. Oh, this has happened. He's willing to hear your downs, your ups, your middles, your lefts, your rights, anything you have to say. Which means you have no excuse to carry this burden on your own. It's an error that you are going through, yes, but you are with God. Psalm 23 talks about how, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you have no fear, because he is with you. You are comforted by the rod and the staff. I pray the Lord gives us understanding. I pray he gives us understanding. I pray he gives us light. One of the reasons I wasn't really eager to put out this episode was, as at the time when Abba dropped or gave me this episode, I was going through an interesting separation and I was hurt. I'm not even going to lie. I was hurt, but I just knew it was time. I just knew it was time to end that friendship. I knew it was time. But I was really hurt knowing I wouldn't be able to hear from this person anymore. I was hurt knowing how much we have had to sacrifice for each other, only to end, only to not talk anymore. Devastated is an understatement. And I didn't know how I would come up here and speak without having to burst into tears. Which is why I couldn't record the episode. I had to set it aside. I'm sorry, you guys. But guess what I did? I processed my pain in God. I processed every emotion in Abba. And now that I think about it, there were times when I would just want to stay alone and just bask in the presence of God and just draw from everything that Abba had to give me, from that sound, that time alone with him. I would just want to stay. And I kid you not, you guys, I have seen results. I am much better. Although there are times where I think I had one last week where I had just thought about it and I was like, oh wow. Oh wow, you were hurt, or you are hurt. Although I know that was just the enemy trying to use the pain of the past to hinder what was coming. He didn't hinder it, though. He didn't hinder it. I had to minister, you guys. And I myself was blessed. And I thank God because He moved in that event. Shout out to Sound of Worship. The day before, I was feeling terrible. I felt like I could not go on. I felt like I had wasted so much time. I felt like I had sacrificed too much for an infinitesimal person in my journey with Abba, for a really insignificant, should I say period? It wasn't insignificant, to be honest, but for the things that I was meant to learn, I had sacrificed a lot. And this was because I had to go through my Israelite journey. Because I had time and time again gotten instructions from God about this person, this friendship. My spirit was just not at ease. I remember a whole month I was not okay. My spirit man could come out and beat me and say, "Are you deaf? Are you blind? Can't you see the signs? Stop." My spirit man would. Because I felt so much unrest in my spirit, you guys. So much unrest. But I still went ahead with it. Meaning, I still needed to be refined. And I got refined. I am still getting refined. I'm still getting refined. The end of an Enoch. That was a good episode. That was a really good episode. I'm blessed. I don't know if you're blessed. Well, I got blessed. Hallelujah, somebody. We're still 1 year. I'm excited, you guys. I'm so excited. 1 year. 1 year. Let me tell you guys something that might come up soon. You know this Tammy Otedola thing that she did for a while? What if I recorded every... No, it's not every day of my life. It's not. What if I recorded every 2 weeks of my life? I came to tell you guys about the lessons I've learned every week, every 2 weeks. I was going to make it every week, and it's still in the planning process, to be honest, but yeah. I don't want to have to, although it will help with intentionality with, you know, these things, I won't have to just come across them. But then I don't want to have to be intentional just for the gram or just for having words to say when it's time to say anything. But let's see, Sha. I'm still in the works of it, so yeah. This episode is a long go. Wow. This is the last episode of the season. Which is coincidental because guess what the topic of this episode is? The end of an era. The end of an Enoch, and it is the last episode of the season. Wow, we have come so far, you guys, and we're still going. We're gonna get bigger and better. I'm really grateful for you guys. I'm grateful to God for the instruction. I'm grateful to every single person that has poured into me in every era, every Enoch, every season, every period. call it whatever you want to call it, just know that it's a particular period of time that's significant. You might, funny thing about these eras or these periods or these seasons is if you're not sensitive enough, you won't understand that, oh, this is what's happening. Okay, I'm going to have to sit with Abba and process everything that comes my way. And then if you're not reflective enough, the first one is sensitivity, second one is reflective enough. That is, if you do not get the chance to, if you do not give yourself the chance to look back and see how far you've come, you would miss so many errors that are of significance, or that you could learn from that. Oh, okay, I actually went through this because of this. You won't know. You'll just be taking life as it is. You'll just be surviving and not thriving, like Minister Dushayikon will say. Animal lifestyle. We're not caught in the animal lifestyle, you guys. We're not caught in the animal lifestyle. I was recently listening to a preaching and I've forgotten the Bible verse passage, but it talked about how God would intend that we learn these things by His word, just sticking to the word and, you know, going on with it. But if you refuse, there's always experience as what the best teacher. I think I understand now why they say experience is the best teacher, because, you know, they know the third person. They won't have to tell you twice not to do whatever it is you did again. They won't have to tell you twice not to ignore times and seasons. They won't have to tell you twice that you have to go through this emotion, that you have to process it. Happy 1 year, guys. Ah, I'm excited. That was the end of an Enoch. I hope you are as blessed as I was, as I am, by this. We're coming back bigger and better, you guys. We're coming back with... let me let the cat out of the bag yet. We're coming back bigger and better. Just know that. Know it and know peace. And I can finally know peace knowing that I have put out this episode, because, like I said, I've had it for a while now. I thank God for you. I hope you have been able to experience growth. And if you do not feel like you have experienced growth, I hope you have been able to reflect and say that, oh. If you don't feel like you have experienced growth, I hope you have been able to sit tight with Abba and actually reflect and say that, ah, I am growing. No matter how slow you may think it is. Let me pray with you. Our Father, thank you. Thank you for love that you shower on us at every point in time. Thank you, Jesus, because you never leave or forsake us. Thank you for periods, eras, Enochs in our lives that we have gone through. Thank you because we process these things in you. Thank you because, Lord, you will help us to heal from whatever pain we're going through at every point in time, at any point in time. Thank you because even the things we cannot share with people, we can share with you. And we know that we will be healed. We know that these times will pass. We know that you are with us. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Father, I pray for my listeners. And I pray that at every point in time that they get to, that you, O Lord, will not hesitate to show them that you are with them and that you are for them, that you are Christ, their strength, that you are Elroy who sees, Thank you, Jesus. Well, in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. I would love to get feedback. I would love to hear what you or see or read, anything you thought about this episode. If you need to talk to someone, if you need to talk to me, you can reach across to me on Instagram. We are not on Twitter. We're not on Twitter for now. But yeah, reach out to me on Instagram. You can get across to us from our emails. Let me hear from you. Let me pray with you. I would really love to pray with you. I would love to talk with you. You know, let's cover seats. Thank you so much for sticking with me and Abba in this past year. I love you guys so much. Goodbye, guys.